From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
To the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey. I am one of your lewd librarians, and I am joined by my fellow librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're so excited that you have decided to listen to episode 2 of our podcast.
Woohoo! I'm super excited for this one. I just love this book so much.
Agreed.
Remind me the name of the book. I don't even remember.
The Deal.
The Deal by
L. Kennedy.
Oh, L. Kennedy. I was about to say someone else. That was bad. My fault. The female main character's name is Hannah, and I almost said a different author.
Do we want to just talk about like any good things that happened this week?
Well, guys, I watched. Do you guys watch Love is Blind?
No.
I do, but I haven't watched the season yet.
Okay, well, I watched it blind. I put the blanket over my TV. Desi and I watched it, and we didn't know what anyone looked like until they proposed to each other, like revealed themselves.
Wait, that's such a good, is that like a thing? Is that like a trend?
Yeah, or saw it on TikTok.
Oh, I mean, that's crazy. I don't know. I heard that the season is like super cringy and like.
It's icky.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not sold on it. And the new season.
I can't watch Mexico.
Oh, you're not going to watch Mexico?
No, I can't watch them in Mexico because they're all giving me the ick.
Yeah, I've heard that, like a lot of people that I've spoken to. So I don't know if I'll be watching this season. The new season of The Outer Banks is out, apparently. I haven't watched it yet. But
and I don't watch that.
Neither.
Oh, great.
For me, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but my dumbass that my Yeti mic... You like talking to it like a microphone, right? But apparently, no, you're supposed to shift it away from you. So you're talking at it like this, like a diagonal. So hopefully I do not sound muddied like last episode. So
yeah, you know what's weird though, was that when we were recording, I didn't think you sounded like that.
Yeah.
Right? I would have said something.
Yeah, you would have been like, what is wrong with your mic?
Like, girl. No, but you didn't sound like that.
Yeah, so hopefully this one is correct. Apologies for everyone who got through the first episode and listening to my muffled ass yell into the mic.
Hey, first episodes are practice episodes.
Pretty much.
That's what we say in We Bowl. It's just a practice game.
Kristen, anything fun or good happened to you this week?
Well, I'm fully done with all of the choreography for our musical. So
yay!
That's a big thing off of my plate. I guess by the time this comes out, the musical will be over, but we're doing Rocky Horror Picture Show, the musical at the university. And it's been a lot of fun, but there's a lot of dancing in the show. So it's been a lot of work. So I am elated to be done making up dance moves.
I'm excited to listen to this, what this book is about. I was
I love it.
I recently was re-listening to the ACOTAR series for our upcoming podcast episodes. And as I was re-listening, I was like panicking. And then I was like, oh, it's not the next episode. We're so good.
Yeah. Oh, you thought this episode was ACOTAR.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, no, we're good. We're good. So I can just sit back and listen to whatever this book is about.
The next one is ACOTAR, right?
I think so.
Okay. That means I don't have to do anything.
You're off duty.
I'm excited. I've been reading Pucking Wild or Pucking Sweet.
Oh, that just came in the mail. I need to read it. What?
I don't know.
You don't like it?
I'm not all the way through it yet, but it's a little disappointing.
Aww. No, we're talking about the Pucking Around series.
Pucking Around series. Jacksonville Rays, yeah.
Yeah, by Emily Rath, I think is her name.
It feels kind of rushed.
Yeah. Even though that book is thick with two C's.
I know. I know.
I was like, anyway, I hope the font's just big.
I'm like 50% of the way through, I think. So.
Got it.
I don't know. sorry to get us off topic, but
hey, what we see tangents galore.
That is true.
We love a tangent. Speaking of, does everybody like my Harry Potter mug?
Oh, it's cute.
Nice.
When there's warm liquid in it, you can see the footprints on the Marauder's map.
Oh.
Okay, just be mindful. We are going to be using adult words and saying adult things about a book with adult content. So just be mindful who is around. And yeah, that's that. Also, this, we should do a trigger warning for this book. So just so everybody knows, this book does contain some talk of rape, date rape, drugs, and child abuse. So if that is triggering for anyone, I would not listen to the rest of this episode.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do you want to give a little summary? Do you want me to do it? I feel like I can do it. Because okay. I love this book. I really forgot, like when I started reading, I was like, oh yeah, like I couldn't put it down. And it was like, I was reading it again for the first time. And that's kind of hard to do with books, to get that same feeling. And I was getting that feeling again. I got a little tingles when I read it. Okay. So Hannah's a little smarty girl. Garrett is not. Hannah has to help him pass a test. They hate each other and then they don't. And he plays hockey. Let's not forget. That's very important. He plays hockey. They hate each other. They don't. There's a little bit of a third act breakup. And then we come back together in the end. So no worries. We get our happily ever after. Okay, and before we go any further, I just had a delivery to the door.
Oh, no spray delivery.
Oh, God. I was tired of sniffling. I'm addicted to Afrin.
Well, I think it's important to let everybody know that the deal is book one of what's called the Off-Campus series by L. Kennedy. And all of these books, they can be read as standalones, but they're all like, there's similar people in each of the books, so you don't have to read the whole series. But yeah, this is book number one. I think that's important for people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it starts off, well, the book takes place at Brier University, which is, what is it, Massachusetts? Or no,
yeah, it's like right outside of Boston.
Yes, it's in Massachusetts, and the main characters are Hannah Wells. She's a singer, but she's a music major, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And then, yeah, love that for her. And then Garrett Graham is the hockey captain, right? He's the captain.
Hot. Yeah.
Yes. And he is described as drop dead gorgeous with ripped abs and a face that could melt anyone's panties.
Yes.
That's it. No hair color, no eye color. That's just what he's described.
Oh, maybe that's in there. I just decided to write down that one specifically.
Yeah. No, you know what? I didn't write that down either, but I did write down, this is further in the book, but this does give you a little bit of what he looks like. They go to this party and we find out that Gigi, which is what I call him in my notes, Garrett Graham is Gigi. He's 6'2 and 200 pounds. And I wrote, and I'm left a little gagged because that's only 5 inches taller than me and I weigh more. So what does that say about me? Am I a hockey player?
No, you just have, you know, assets that are, of course, heavier than the male body.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not my ass, so.
Spoiler alert. I do love a hockey player. So in skates, he's probably like, what, like 6'5"?
In skates, he's 6'5 and hot. That's all I know.
That's all we needed to know. Yeah, before I started reading like romance books, I didn't like hockey. And as soon as I read Bucking Around, I was like, I love hockey.
I know. I'm like, are all hockey players like Jake Compton? Although I will say in Pucking Wild, again, a tangent, I think that Lucas Novikov is maybe my favorite hockey player out there. I don't know. Big words, I know. Anyways.
So what's the girl's name is Hannah and the guy's name is what?
Garrett.
Garrett. Okay.
Or Gigi in my notes.
That's as far as we got, right? We introduced you to the two main characters. Okay. So they're in school together and they're in ethics class together. Right.
What do you think an ethics class is?
It sounds hard.
Yeah. I mean, I studied theater. I don't know.
Hannah's the only one who passed the test, like with a good grade.
She's the one who killed the curve.
Yeah. I wrote Hannah is a smarty pants and Garrett does not understand philosophy because Pamela Tolbert is his arch enemy, which is the professor.
Mm. Yeah. So they're in this class together and he does really bad on this midterm and it's going to be terrible for his, he has to keep a certain GPA up because he's on the hockey team. And she drops her papers, right? And they bump into each other and he like glances that she got a good grade.
He's like, okay, first of all, she's hot. Second of all, look at the grade on her paper. He said that she is short. She's short. She has a squeezable ass, dark hair, shoulder length with bangs, olive skin, green eyes, and a body yada yada. He wanted to know about her. And that he's so tall that when she's on the step above him, he can still see the top of her head. So she's what, 3 feet tall?
Probably. He's just a show off talking about how short everyone else is because he's so damn tall.
Yeah, and he's not even really that tall.
I know. There's like a lot of 6'2 men in the world, yeah?
Yeah. No, that's average. Well, I'm 5'9", so if you ask me, 6'2 is really not super tall.
Mm. Yeah.
It's actually kind of tall, but I'm just being...
Well, whatever. I would like one. So if anyone out there is 6'2 and needs girlfriends...
Garrett, Kristen needs you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how they meet. But he's like a little bit cocky because he is Mr. Popular because he's the hockey captain. And she's just like not interested in him at all. She thinks it's like a little icky that he's cocky, and she has eyes for Justin, who is on the football team.
I hate football.
Yeah, well, I like the Chiefs, but that's it.
Wait, like in reality you don't like football?
Yeah, I don't watch football.
Oh, I see. You know, I grew up in the deep south. That's all there really is to do.
I grew up in a football household and I love basketball.
You do.
I love basketball.
Wait, he's not the captain of the football team, is he, Justin?
No, he just transferred. He just transferred like like earlier that year, I think, maybe. Or the year before. I don't know. She's hot for him. And he doesn't even sound that hot.
Yeah, and like he doesn't know she exists, really. So
yeah,
there's that.
To be fair, neither of them did. Even though she's so hot. Neither of them saw her. I don't get it.
It's a big school, maybe.
She's so small.
You can't see her. She's 3 feet tall. You can't see her behind anyone.
So Garrett gets it in his head that he needs a tutor, and she did good on the ethics midterm, and so he wants her to tutor him. So now he has to figure out a way to convince her.
Okay, so she refuses, and then we move in. We see that Hannah is a music major and then she has zero time because she has to work on her showcase. And if she wins the showcase, she gets money. And this money can go towards her room and board, right? Is that what it is? So her parents have to pay.
She needs the money.
Yeah, she needs the money because she is not on any kind of scholarship, really. And you'll find out later, but she needs this money.
So you said she's a singing major?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's doing a duet. She says she has zero time. And I'm like, zero time for an attractive ripped hockey player? That's crazy.
Question mark.
So then we cut to Garrett, and we find out in his words, not mine, that he is a horny hockey player. An old hookup shows up at his house. She's up in his friends are like, you better go upstairs. You got a gift up there. And he's like, just tell me what it is. And they're like, nope, you got to find out. So he goes upstairs and old flame kindles up there. Is that her name? I didn't write it down, but I think I'm just remembering.
I think that's
right.
Forgettable.
She's in a trench coat and she takes it off. She takes it off like she's a present and she unwraps herself. And she's in some lingerie. Okay. However, oh, I did write it down. However, he's kind of like, okay, that's hot, but like, why are you here? We're just hookups. Kendall gets too weird for him. Because she's like, did you miss me? And he's like, uh-oh, get the fuck out of my room. Because he doesn't do relationships. Garrett's a no relationships kind of guy.
Okay.
So.
Situationship man.
He's gone. He's gone. Okay. And then, or she's not he. She's gone.
I was like, what?
She's gone. Okay, so now we're with Hannah, and she's at rehearsal. And she's in a duet with Cass, who I call, or they call Cass the ass. Okay. He's a dick. I put, he is a dick bag. And if you are fans of Icebreaker, he is giving Aaron Carlisle to a T.
1000%.
Have you read Icebreaker, Bailey?
Yes, but I don't remember who that is.
Okay. Aaron is her skating partner.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So Dick, you know, tries to control everything she does, whatever.
Yes.
So he's trying to make this song what he wants it to be, even though it's someone else's song. He's suggesting all these things. And MJ, who wrote the song, she composed the song. She's like, sure. Because apparently Cass is attractive. And she's like, sure, whatever Cass wants will do. So it's crazy. It evolves into this big thing and we hate it.
And then Hannah also works at a diner. I forget the name.
Classic. Yeah. I have no money. So this is what I do as my job.
Yeah. So, you know, she has to go to school. She has to go to rehearsal. She has to work at the diner. So she's always in her cute little diner outfit. But one day she's working at the diner and the girl she works with like kind of starts like squealing. And she's like, Garrett is in your booth. And Hannah's kind of like, who? Because she doesn't really know him that well. Right? Or am I skipping things? This is how he
did. You see me reading my notes?
No.
The only thing that I have between that is that so she goes and she talks to her roommate, Allie.
Yes.
And that's when we learn that she was raped at a party. Because Allie wants her to go to a party. And she's like, no, you know, I don't want to go, whatever. But Allie was like, remember, we made a deal. You said you'd be more social this year.
Yes.
And so, but then she eventually accepts.
Wait, so Hannah was assaulted at a party.
In high school.
Year? Oh, in high school.
In high school. This was back in high school.
And her best friend's like, you're fine. Forget your trauma. Come to the party.
So in the book, Hannah, I said, so these are my notes. Hannah had a positive experience with therapy and has learned to trust again, but she's still wary at parties. She carries pepper spray and has 911 on speed dial. She doesn't drink in public or accept drinks from anyone. She has PTSD, like smells and stuff will send her right back to that same party from when she was 15. But other than that, she just has these things that she does when she does go out. So she doesn't accept drinks from anyone. She doesn't drink in public at all, really.
Got it. Okay. So the friend's it's time. Yeah. Like, let's try it.
Yes. But she accepts. And then, now you can talk about the diner.
Oh, okay. And Hannah expressed too that she wanted to be more open to going to parties this year. Right. Her friend is not just like, we're going.
Yeah, she's not coercing her. Yeah.
She goes to the party. Then it flashes forward. And
Della's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't she see Garrett out at the party? And he was like, you should tutor me. And she's like,
before the party, he goes to the diner.
Oh, this is before. Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're at the diner.
We're at the diner.
Okay.
We're not at the party yet. This was just that was the section where we find out that she has trauma from high school.
Got it.
So we're at the diner and everyone at the school knows who Garrett is. She couldn't really care less. So she's like wondering why her like coworkers like squealing and she's like, Garrett is sat at your section. And she's like, okay, like, cool. You can take it. Actually, I don't really care that much. So the girl's like, oh my God, really? Like, thank you so much. So she goes up and like starts serving Garrett. And he's like paying zero attention to her. He's like looking right past her. And he's kind of like, oh, here we are. another girl trying to flirt with me. My life is so hard. That's like his inner monologue. And he's like, doesn't Hannah work here? Like, can I have Hannah? And like the girl is like so offended. So it's kind of a funny scene. So then Hannah goes over and she's like, what do you want? And he's like, please, I need a tutor. Tutor me. And
she's like, please tutor me and give me flapjacks.
Yeah. Also, this is the scene where she suddenly realizes that Garrett is in fact hot. And she says he's got big hands and long fingers and short fingernails.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, girl, we see you. We know looking what you're thinking.
Looking at them hands. She's
like, I love them.
Yeah, I mean, those fingernails got to be short. Like,
yeah.
So, hey, that also tells us that Garrett has good hygiene.
Right. this is where we get the nickname when he starts calling her Wellsy.
Wellsy.
Yeah, which is cute.
Why?
That's her last name is Wells.
Her last name is Wells.
Oh, okay. I was like, why? Does she, is she going Wells? Like, what?
Yeah, no, her last name is just Wells, so he thinks it's cute to call her Wellsy. They have, like, a super, like, bantery type of relationship. Like, all their banter is kind of, like, cute and funny.
It is. So, it's a funny book.
It is funny. You should read it, Bailey. Anyway.
Hold up. Let me go.
We want this book.
So, he does not successfully convince her, but he ends up sitting there all night until she's done with her shift, and then follows her out to her car, which like sounds creepy, but it wasn't really written creepily.
Right, it's Garrett.
Yeah,
this is Garrett.
And he's like, please. He's like, I have an idea. Wait, is this where he has the idea?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I know that you have a crush on Justin or whatever, and he was like, I'm super popular, so if you go start hanging out with me, then Justin will notice you.
Logic.
Man, logic.
Yeah.
So she doesn't agree even right away, does she? In this parking lot? No, she does.
No, because then we go to that. Then the next scene is the party.
Oh.
The one that Allie talks her into going to.
Right. So she turns him down for like the fifth time this evening. Love that for her, you know. So
wow, he is persistent.
He is, and I think that's why I like him so much.
Yeah, we love a consistent, persistent man.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like in real life, if I kept saying no, and a man was like, no, I want you, I'd be like, I'm calling the cops.
In real life. I feel like after the fifth time, I'd be like, dude, just stop. God,
leave me alone. Quit showing up at my work. Quit sitting there for the whole shift, please. Okay, it's party time. Hannah is dressed to impress Justin. She's wearing a beautiful green shift dress, which, by the way, I had to look up because I forgot what a shift dress was, because honestly, I'd never wear one, as I found out. So she's in her beautiful dress. But listen, she's there to impress Justin, but don't worry, Garrett shows up. And he's still hot. So she's at the party and she decides she is going to dance with a little boy named Jimmy. I don't know if he's really little, but I don't really like him, so it doesn't matter.
Little Jimmy.
He just doesn't sound. He doesn't sound like Garrett. So, and he doesn't like Garrett. Hmm. Probably because Garrett is hot and gets the ladies and Jimmy doesn't. I think it's just jealousy. This is where we learn that Garrett Graham is the son of Phil Graham. And Phil Graham is an NHL hockey legend. Everyone loves him. And so Garrett thinks that he can do whatever he wants. That's what everyone says about him.
Mm.
Garrett, or Phil, is a two-time Stanley Cup winner. And Hannah has no idea about any of that because she only knows, well, she's from Indiana, right? So, oh yeah, she only watches Blackhawks games because that is what her dad watches. So anyway, she's dancing with Justin because she notices, right? Doesn't she notice that it makes Garrett sulk a little bit, or does she even care about that? I don't remember, but he's sulking. Garrett's sulking because he sees it. He's jealous. And then Justin comes and it's a full house and little Hanny is full on crushing because apparently Justin looks so good. He's in like a sweater, like a cream sweater, I think. And his hair,
he looks like Ralph Lauren ad.
Yeah, she talks about his hair is always like perfectly tousled, but like he styled it that way. And she loves it. She loves that look. And honestly, so do I. I get it. But then, so she starts talking to Justin and he invites her to a football game. And now she's, I think she's almost in love with Justin at this point. And they've never been on a date.
She's like, marry me now.
He's just invited her to a football game that literally everyone else can just go to.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go to a football game.
Yeah. So, but you get free tickets too if you're a student.
Right. It's funny. So then she goes to the bathroom. And as she comes out of the bathroom, this is when she bumps into Garrett. And this is where we find out that he is 6'2 and 200 pounds. So he's tall and he's fit. Okay. He's hot. Then
the classic coming out of the bathroom, bump into the hot man.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that ever happen to me though? Hello.
You know what? It happens to me, but I just knock everyone over because I am the size of a hockey player.
No, you're not.
I need to start going out with you more if things like this happen to you.
Yeah, right.
I'm just running over small girls. I'm running over small girls and I'm picking people up off the bathroom floors because I can't help myself. I go into some weird mother mode when I'm out and about and I'm like,
guys, I was getting my hair done. This is such a tangent, but I was getting my hair done yesterday and my hairdresser is younger than me. She's a baby. She's like 21. Right. But we were talking and I was just like asking her, like, you know, what bars should we go out to in the area, like for when y'all come out to LA? And she was like giving me hints. And then she's like, oh, and this place gets like wild and crazy and it's so busy. And like she shows it to me and I'm like, okay. And then I was like, you know what I've experienced that's actually crazy? And I brought up the Forum. And I showed her a picture of the Forum. And she was like, oh my God, that looks amazing. And I was like,
it ain't.
Christian, you want to go to the Forum with me on Halloween?
Oh my God, you should. That would be so fun.
I'm at the Taylor Swift concert, but yeah.
I mean.
Halloween?
Yeah, it's the first. So I'm driving out there.
Oh, I was like, she's having a house. That would be crazy.
I was like, that would be awesome.
I know.
To go out in India. Okay,
well we can go to the Forum on a different night.
For those who don't know, the Forum is like the only bar-ish nightclub in the tiny town they live in.
Club, yeah, we're gonna put air quotes around club.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it do get crazy.
We should go sometime.
We love it. We love to dance.
Well, that's fun. Yeah, I never do anything. I should start hanging out with you.
Yeah, I'll invite you.
Okay,
thank you. Just start hanging out with you.
Cut that.
Well, because I feel like we're like internet friends, but like we live in the same town.
Which is
town.
So funny because we're like maybe we're
like a mile away from each other.
That's
to be fair though. I've been like super busy this semester, so I haven't even been around. But
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah,
we're not really friends. We actually hate each other.
just for the podcast.
Yeah, just I'm the glue that brings everyone together.
You are. Okay. We're not even that far.
I know. Okay, where were we?
Okay, so Hannah's at the bathroom. She comes out, she runs into Garrett. He's so big, he's so hot. They flirt a little bit again. He's asking like, will you please tutor me? And she's like, I don't think so. She goes back out into the like the main room and she sees that Justin is friendly with literally everyone. And I'm, if you ask me, not shocked by that at all because he's a football player. He's a jock on campus. He's hot. That's when she gets, wait a second.
Also BT Dubs, while you're looking that up, I was like, oh, his father's an NHL hockey player was, right? So I'm like, oh, he must be really wealthy. And so then I Google like, how much does an average NHL player make? And it's like $93,000.
Yeah.
But don't worry, if you lived in Canada, it's like 21 million. So let's just, that's probably what it was, right? Yeah.
In this book, Phil Graham is fucking wealthy.
Yeah.
He has money.
He's making 21 million a year.
Yeah.
Or he was. I don't know if he still plays.
Right. No, he does not play anymore. So Hannah and then so Hannah and Garrett then get in like a little argument about Justin. And I think this is where they actually come to the deal. That's when he realizes that it's Justin okay. that she yep. wants. I think that's when like he's like, oh, it's Justin. Okay, so they get in a little argument and Hannah storms out and she's like, I'm leaving. And then surprise, surprise, Garrett's like, well, you're not walking because I'm a gentleman and I will give you a ride. So
been spanning yourself.
GG. So Garrett gives Hannah a ride and we this is when we like hear this is Garrett says like in his inner thoughts it's like he's talking about his dad and how much he hates his father. Why is like, he thinking that in that moment? I don't know why. I didn't write that down.
Oh, I don't know.
So then they talk and they talk and then they make the deal. Hannah tutors Garrett. In return, he makes her popular and desirable for Justin. The deal is that he will take her on a date to a party that I think it's like that next weekend or the weekend after. Mm-hmm. I don't know the timeline. Okay.
Yeah, I think the timeline is a little elusive.
So the deal is she'll tutor him in exchange for him taking her out with him and like making her seem like she's in the in crowd.
Right. Making her popular. So that
Justin will notice her.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Even though if she's as hot as they say she is, I don't know why.
Yeah, Justin
should need a man. He
noticed her. Yeah.
Whatever. It's a book. We love it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So that's why it's called The Deal.
Yes.
Got it.
Amazing. There's a lot of bad singing rehearsals that happen in this book. So she's doing this duet with Cass and he's a dick. And MJ's like googly eyed for Cass. And he keeps wanting to change the song, like to like these parts that like Hannah doesn't think sound good.
My notes are just hot alert. Garrett is freshly showered in faded jeans and a gray threadbare t-shirt, but he's barefoot. So his dogs are out. Woof. First session goes well and we can tell that Hannah's starting to break a little bit.
Right. So except first, that she is like, wow, you're so bad at philosophy. Like, to save his life.
Yeah. Which she's like, actually, he kind of understands it, but it's like when he has to talk about it, he can't really explain it well. And then I put Cass check in, still a bag of dicks, if you wanted to know. And then we go to the second session of tutoring. And the second session, Hannah's crabby because Cass is a bag of dicks. Garrett refuses to move through the material until Hannah tells him why she's upset. And that's that's when she says, he wants a choir.
What?
Because he wants to add a choir to their duet. I know. Fuck Cass.
What the hell?
All bad ideas. And that's Cass. Cass is full of bad ideas. Ideas that only benefit him, that he thinks anyways. He doesn't give a shit about Hannah. He just wants to sound good for himself. Icky. Mm-hmm. He gives me the ick.
Mm-hmm.
So then Garrett insists that she sings the song for him both ways so that he can be the judge. And surprise, surprise, Garrett likes it Hannah's way better. And thinks that Cass should kick rocks and that she should sing it solo. And then he says, will you play something else? Because I need to hear you sing again.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And this is why we love Garrett Graham, because he he's so sweet. She sings for him and it's beautiful. And she thinks he's asleep and he's really not. He's just like listening. And he's like, well, why did you stop? And she's like, I thought you were asleep. But he was just whistling.
Oh, it's so sweet.
So that was a tutoring session. That was two. And that went well, I would say anyways. They probably ended up going over the material later. I don't know.
Probably.
We cut to Hannah on the phone with her mom. And she's talking to her about like if Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
That's when we find out that they struggle financially. And Hannah thinks it's her fault because most of their savings went into legal fees for her rape and then therapy also. And that she's no longer comfortable going home. And so she goes to her aunt's in New York. Is that where it is?
Yeah. So, oh, but they don't tell us why she's uncomfortable going home yet, right?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay. Nope.
I won't jump ahead then.
So the, every year for Thanksgiving, Christmas, they fly to her aunt's in New York from Ransom, Indiana, which is a horrible mm-hmm. name for a town.
Yeah.
And this year her mom doesn't think that they'll be able to. Is that where we find out that?
Yeah, they can't yeah. afford it.
Oh yeah. They can't afford because there's just not, you'll find out why later, but there's just not enough work for them to make that money, and they can't sell their house yet because it needs some repairs, right? Right? Mm-hmm. I made that up. Okay. No, I feel like right. I know this book so well that I didn't write stuff down, and then I'm like, wait, am I making shit up? I don't know. Okay. Oh, it, this year she does, it doesn't look like it's in the cards for them to travel. And so after this phone call, she starts thinking about things, and this is where she thinks she has a sexual dysfunction because she can't orgasm with anyone but herself, and her last boyfriend dumped her over that. I think that mm-hmm. was an internal monologue, and I just forgot to add that to my notes.
What a dick.
I know. Fuck Devin.
Devin, yeah, is his name. He always made her feel like it was like her fault and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like a trauma yeah. thing.
So then we go into session three, and he orders pizza afterwards because he's like, do you want to go home, or like, can you stay? We can have some pizza and watch some TV. And she's starting to break a little bit. Mm-hmm. So she's considering them friends at this point, I guess, even though they're still like going back and forth and like bantering with each other about how much she dislikes him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having pizza and they're watching the AMC classic Breaking Bad. And
Christian loves that. My husband loves that show.
I watched like up to season 2, episode 2. I could tell you what happens, but I'm not into it like that.
I watched the first episode and stopped.
Yeah.
I had never watched any episodes.
Talk to me about The Walking Dead, which is also an AMC classic, and I can talk to you for 48 hours about it, probably longer.
And okay. To give you her fanfic.
You're never going to find it. Okay. And I'm not confirming or denying that it's out there. So they're watching it and the pizza's gone and they're still watching and they don't care. And then the next thing you know, it's like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. and they're having a sleepover, a totally mm-hmm. platonic sleepover in the same bed as a hot hockey player. Okay. It's just a sleepover.
Yeah.
Nothing weird. It's yeah. just a sleepover. Like,
so did they fall asleep in his bed watching TV?
Nope. They made the conscious decision
to go both sleep in his bed.
Yeah.
Because it was very late.
Okay. So like, you know, like how I realize that they're probably like at an outside house, like not in an apartment, like for like not like a dorm, right? But in my right. mind, I'm picturing a twin extra long bed in this room.
Oh, no. I think that Garrett Graham probably has a king bed.
Oh yeah. Because California for sure.
And he's a big hockey guy, you know? He's mm-hmm. big.
And he has a room with his own bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, that's one thing I notice about a lot of these books is if they live off campus, that all of them
I just got it. I just right. got it. The off campus series.
They have these really great houses. Some of them have door codes on them, and they mm-hmm. all have their own bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
I know. They have great bedrooms and great bathrooms.
Great facilities. Love that for them.
Yes. So this sleepover is so platonic that they wake up cuddling. And who would have guessed? So that happens. Hannah's like, oh my God, get off of me. Why are you cuddling? He's got a little bit of a boner. And she's like, oh my God. And he's like, that happens. It's the morning. Whatever. Okay. He's playing off. Garrett gets embarrassed by nothing, honestly. Like nothing. He rolls with the punches.
And so he's like, oh, I have a boner.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. We skipped to the guys throw a party at the hockey house. There's a party going on. Garrett's there. Hannah is not. Hannah's with her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's with her friends, and she has to do a time change on their next tutoring session. So she calls Garrett. Garrett answers, but he can't hear very well. And she's like, no, we need to change it. And he's like, yep, got it. Okay. And so they hang up. She shows up at their house during the time change. And the guys downstairs are like, I wouldn't go up there if I were you. And she's like, no, it's fine. We changed the time. And they're like,
no, nope.
wouldn't do it if I were you. She shouldn't have done it. It did not, the time change did not fully enter Garrett's brain, and she walks in on a girl gyrating on his dick. She's just in the throes. And then she runs out and she's like, "You don't respect my time." Okay. And it's not even like a jealousy thing at this point. It's just like a, "You don't respect me or my time. We're done. We're not tutoring anymore." Somewhere in between that, they make up. Do you have notes on the making up? Cause I don't know. I think this is where I was like, I love this book so much. I'm just reading and have to go back and take more notes. But so they make up sometime in between there, and she's over there. And they're having another session, and Garrett's like, "I got an idea." And he says, "I think we should practice before this party because we got to make it look believable, right? Like, we have to, because she flinches every time he touches her or like she acts weird." And he's like, "We are going to have to practice." Okay. So they make out. Oh, do they make out? And it's nice.
Wait, what? So where are they?
In his bedroom.
Okay. Tutoring. So they made up and tutoring, and he's like, "You know, we should practice." And so then he's just like, instead of like taking her on a fake date, he just starts making up.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like
he goes to do something and she like flinches.
Okay.
Or she like tenses up.
What are you, a bad kisser or something? And she's like, takes that as a challenge. She's like, mister. And then they start making out.
Yeah, so they make out, and it's a good make out. And apparently, they both think it's good. It's explosive. There's hands.
Stars, rainbows.
Yeah. So, but then Dean interrupts them. And Dean is just a guy who lives there, one of the hockey guys. Interrupts them. And in a panic, which is really funny to me, in a panic, she's like, what did she say? She says something. She says something like, "I kiss everyone" or something. But anyway, she ends up making out with Dean too, just to prove that her and Garrett are not hooking up. It's not a her and Garrett thing. It's like to prove that she's not a bad kisser, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
She's like, "Garrett said I was a bad kisser, so I'm proving it that I'm not."
And so Dean is like the horniest one of all of their friends.
Yeah. Isn't Dean the one that just like will fuck anywhere in the house?
Yes, he's Mr. Like
during a party, it's just like on the chair. Like, he doesn't care. Does Dean have a book?
Yeah, the third one is about Dean. It's really good.
Finding it right now.
We don't know.
He's like, "Well, I want in on the action then." Yeah. Like, "How about you kiss me? I kiss everyone. I'll tell you how it is."
Yeah, he loves it.
She makes out with him in front of Garrett's face.
Okay. Like this close.
Yeah, Garrett's like, "I swear to God," because Garrett's starting to fall for her, and let's be real, like, we can tell, and we can tell Hannah's probably starting to fall for him too, but they're both like resisting that because Garrett's not a girlfriend guy because he's focused on hockey. He's zeroed in on hockey, and that because his dad has always told him that like hockey is what you need, no distractions, you gotta get, that's how his dad is.
So like, so is this chapter from Garrett's point of view or from Hannah's point of view?
I think this is Hannah's.
Okay, got
it. It does switch back and forth between chapters.
Okay, got it. Because I was like, what is he thinking when he's seeing her kiss?
Yeah, I think this is Hannah's because she gets like, she's like in her head and she's like, "Well, I'm not a bad kisser."
Got
That's not true. And then
I don't like Garrett, so
she's like panicking, and so she was like, "Well, I'll just kiss Dean."
The Dean's like,
"Yeah, baby."
Yeah. So they practice and it's good, and then I think things are a little bit weird between them because the kiss was so good and they both honestly want to do it again, but they don't. And so next up, we're at the party. We're in big trouble because Hannah smells like Cheerios. Is that that's what my notes say?
Cheerios?
Yeah, now I'm like, I think it's supposed to say cherries.
It's definitely supposed to say cherries.
But I type really fast and my phone or my computer will change it. So Hannah smells like cherries. And
although Cheerios is, you know, they smell pretty good.
They're sweet.
They're good.
Garrett cannot resist it. He wants to lick her. That's what this is from Garrett's point of view. He wants to just lick her. He wants just like, because he's being all cuddly with her because they're at the party now. And so he's like holding on to her. He's like, you know, dipping his head onto her neck and like sniffing her. Okay. Like they do.
I don't think I've ever had anyone smell me like that before. Christian, you've never smelled me before, right? He's shrugging. He's like, I don't think so.
I'll have to ask Desi to start doing it more often and see if it gets a rise out of me. Because they're always like, and then he inhaled me.
Right? And then it's like, he smelled of snow and pine fresh air in the mountains.
And you know what? Maybe it's a little more subtle in the books, but in my mind, when I picture it, it's like.
Yeah.
But instead of just like a. Just a whiff. Just like, he's just like airing it towards himself. Like they do with wine, right?
But also Kendall is at this party. And do you remember Kendall from the beginning?
The trench coat bitch.
Trench coat bitch. Yeah. Because remember Garrett was like, well, I don't do girlfriends. But now he's at this party and he has a date. And Kendall is jelly. Okay. She is jelly bean. She says, I thought you didn't do girlfriends. And he was like, well, maybe I do. And then there's this cute moment where he was like, you don't even know anything about me. What's my favorite color? And she guesses whatever. And it's not right. And Hannah walks up and she
marches her 3 foot self up there.
Yeah. She's like, she's like, his favorite color is black, which is, I think that's what she says. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And apparently she's right because Hannah knows things about Garrett that Kendall doesn't, because Hannah is better and she got to know Garrett. And they haven't even had sex yet.
Woo!
Wild. What a thought.
And this is when Garrett tries to get her to drink, but she stays firm. And when he asks why, she kind of tells him about the assault. Not fully. She says that it happened to someone she knew.
Yes.
But she tells him that it's made her uncomfortable at parties and she does not drink in public. So he knows about that. And the good guy Gigi is, he does not push her. He says, okay.
Good for him.
Good for him.
He'll push her to tutor him, but not to drink.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Solid man. Solid.
He understands no with that, but not with tutoring. And we'll just, if that's the worst he does, I think that's okay.
Yeah. I think we can give Gigi a pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
For now, I guess.
So the party happens and it's really not that eventful. She sees Justin, but she's still thinking about this kiss. Like she can't stop thinking about this kiss with Garrett. Garrett can't stop thinking about the kiss with her. Things are kind of muddy right now. She's really not even thinking about Justin all that much.
Okay. Wild.
So now I know. And so now it's someone's birthday party. And I forgot to write down whose party it was. It's one of the hockey guys. Okay. Logan is his best friend. And also Logan has a kind of a crush on Hannah, which is sad. Logan sounds so cute and sweet.
It's friend zone.
Yeah, he is.
He has a what?
He has a book too. The second book is about Logan.
Okay. We'll have to wait for him to get over it. Okay. That's good. That's good to know. I feel good about that. So it's Logan's birthday party and Garrett asks Hannah to trust him. Because he really just wants her to kind of like have fun and let go. Not that you need alcohol to let go and have fun, but he thinks that a little drink could loosen her up because she seems so tense all the time, especially with this whole thing with like Cass and the showcase. She's just kind of on edge. So he's like, please, Hannah, trust me. I promise I won't let anyone do anything. I will watch your drinks like a hawk, whatever. Okay. And so she has a drink. And not only does she have a drink, she has a couple drinks. And she has a good time. She does karaoke, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. She's giving Feyre with the fairy wine energy.
Yeah, just like.
I'll trust you guys that's true. Okay. Okay, and so it says, drunk Han-Han is still a truthful Han-Han. I've been calling her Han-Han in my notes. Mm-hmm. They go back to the house. The party moves back to the hockey house. And she's dancing. She's getting down with, isn't she dancing with Dean? Which makes Garrett feel kind of weird. Or she danced with Logan. Okay.
I think it's Dean because.
Okay.
I
think it is Dean. I think because they kiss. So he's feeling kind of some way. Yeah. And he was like, okay, she's too drunk. And again, he's supposed to be looking out for her. So he says, I'm going to put her to bed, whatever. So he takes her upstairs. She goes to bed And he goes back downstairs and parties a little bit, comes back up, and he's drunk now. He crawls into bed with her, and she cuddles up on him. And then he says, we can't, because he wants to, but he's not going to because they're both drunk, and he's not going to do that to her because he said that he would look out for her. This is when...
What a guy.
Yeah. Again, we love him. They wake up the next morning, and she's like, I was serious. I want to have sex with you. This is when she finally tells him the truth, and that tells him that she was raped and it wasn't a friend, and that she thinks she's broken because she's never orgasmed with a partner. And he said, okay. So they make a plan to do it. I think that night or the night, it's like a Friday night. I think they make a plan to do it, which is really cute. And
like, okay, so BT-dubs, we're going to have sex tonight at 8 p.m.
Put it on your calendar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Respect my time.
And Garrett's very nervous. So he asks one of his teammates who does not live with them. He has a girlfriend who has, they've been together for a long time. And he was like, she was a virgin when you got with her, right? And he said, yeah. And so he's asking for advice. Like what, he's just treating it like she's never had sex before. Mm-hmm. And it honestly is kind of cute. He's like, I need advice. I need to know how to make someone comfortable. And it's one of the best scenes, actually. And he's so nervous because he likes her.
Yeah.
Get me one of these men.
Too bad Western doesn't have a hockey team.
Ugh, facts. Well, also that would be weird because I teach there.
Oh, that's true. I forget.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'd read that book. That's a good trope. My next note just says black track pants and gray undershirt. Help me.
Send help. No, she's like driving over. It like gives her inner monologue too. She's like freaking out, so nervous. And she shows up in her, it's after work. So she shows up in her like
her cute little diner outfit.
Her outfit. And he's like, get that grease outfit off. Like grease, not like greasy, like grease, like the show. Sorry, the movie.
Okay. I was like, well, so like French fries.
That was a really bad description. Anyway, yeah. So he tells her to take off her dress. And she's like, you know, in her head, she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to have sex when I even have matching bra and underwear on underneath. Lacy black, because he likes black.
Yeah. God, they're so cute. I can't handle it. And so they're trying, and the kissing's great.
At first she's like so nervous. And
oh yeah.
She thinks they're gonna just like get right to it. And he's like, you really know how to set the mood. So he's like, let's like watch TV. And she's like, we're gonna watch TV.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're going to watch TV. So they like sit down and watch TV. And then he starts like
touching.
He's
pawing at her.
I love this little pawing motion. Yeah.
You don't watch it, so cute.
And then he's like, yeah, unlike someone else, I know how to set the mood. And he's all like.
He's touching. They start kissing and it's great. And he's, you know, his hands are wandering lower. But she just can't, get there. Like almost, and then she freaks out, and she gets in her head, and then she can't orgasm. So, she's like, he can tell that she's freaking out. I also wrote the note because at one point she puts her hands down his pants, and she says, she freaks out. And it says he has a huge man monster, and she thinks there's no way that'll fit in her lady canal, which is straight from the book.
Yeah, she literally says there's no way that huge man monster is fitting inside me.
Which is said out loud, so it's not one of those like cringy things authors say. It's a funny moment that again takes you out of the mood. Like he's trying to be so sweet and get her comfortable, and she cannot. She just like
turn her brain off.
Yes. And so she's like, oh my god, you're man monster, that will never fit in my lady canal. So he's like, okay, take it down, weirdo. And then they try again, and she still can't orgasm. So He suggests mutual masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mm-hmm. love it. And it's incredible. It's incredible and it's incredibly hot. And Hannah finally in front of another person comes and it's glorious. And he does too. And because he's standing and he mm-hmm. has to like hold on to the bed frame. I'm actually like, it's a bed post. I think it's a bed frame, but he almost falls over. It's so good. And then she says, okay, so we can have sex now. And he's like, no, baby steps. But it was good. It happened and she's happy. She's on cloud 9 and she's just like, okay, now we're going to do the real thing. And he says, sorry, girl, we're not there yet. And just to do, because that was a really hot moment, right? And then the the chapter ends. Okay.
What?
I know. She does that to us a lot.
Mm.
We have to do a cast check-in. And if you want to know, he's still an asshole. And Garrett still hates him because they're in a hallway. They've all three of them have met in the hallway. Garrett, Hannah, and Cass.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett keeps calling him Chaz. He knows his name is Cass, but he's just calling him these names. And Garrett brings Hannah a coffee. He's like, because I thought you'd need it after last night, whatever. You know what we did. I said, he brings Hannah a coffee because he's hot for her, but not ready to admit it. Even though he waited outside her rehearsal for her, Chaz leaves and it takes is one look at Hannah and they are hot all over and they head to his house.
Mm-hmm. Wow. One coffee.
Yeah. One coffee, one mutual masturbation and one coffee later and they're hot for each other again.
Woo.
They get to Garrett's, they stumble up the stairs and into his room. They're a mess of hands, a tangle of clothing. And he says to her, get on the bed so I can make you come.
That's what he says.
My love language. My love language. Okay. I said, alert, he's heading south. He looks up at her and he says, can you come like this? And she's like, that's when she's like thinking, okay, that Devin used to do that to me for hours. I never could. Anyway, she comes. Okay. She comes. It's great. And I wrote, she explodes and it's the best thing she's ever felt. And then she cries. And Garrett's like, why are you crying? And she's like, it's happy tears. I promise.
Yes.
So then they're laying there in this bliss and she still is like, so we can have sex now. And he's like, no. Baby steps. She's asking about his tattoos. And he,
Courtney's favorite, a man with tattoos.
And he said, so he has these flames and she's like, I love this. What do they mean? And he was like, or why'd you get it? And he said, because I think flames are cool, which I love because my tattoos really don't mean shit. Like, really nothing. I have a
a weird turtle on your foot. So
that's a piece of pizza now. That got infected and the color kind of came out and it's kind of muddy. So now it looks like a piece of pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
And we'll go with it. Which had no meaning. Neither do the alien on the back of my leg or the taco with legs and a butt and high heels. No meaning, except that I'm a weird person. So when Garrett says, I like flames, I thought that's perfect. I love him even more now.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to get something that suits your vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like, so sex. And he says no. And she's like, oh, okay. But she ends up giving him the best sloppy toppy he's ever had. And I don't know if it's sloppy. I don't know if it was sloppy or not, but she's giving it her all. And then she's horny all over again, but Garrett is still saying baby steps. So still no more sex because he has hockey practice in 30 minutes. Because there's hockey practice, he says, stay here. I'll see you when I get back. So she makes the whole hockey house some of her grandma's special lasagna.
Yeah.
I love a good I'll cook for you. Yes.
Wifey vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. I also love lasagna. So
guys, I'm so hungry right now. We need to not talk about food.
So she makes the lasagna. And they're all sitting around eating it, and it's so quiet because the guys are just devouring because they're so hungry from their masculine hockey practice. And this is when we learn that Garrett hates Halloween. The guys are like, oh, he just sits around and sulks all night. And they don't know why. They just know he hates Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that Hannah doesn't participate in Halloween this year anyways, because she's being part of like the dorm crawl or whatever, where the people just go around and trick or treat at they hand out drinks in their dorms, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. It must not be a dry campus.
Right.
Clearly.
Because of the lasagna, Garrett is forced to reevaluate his stance on girlfriends. He's starting mm-hmm. to realize that maybe he likes Hannah more than just tutor and mutual masturbation. Okay. So it's Halloween and Hannah's supposed to participate in the dorm crawl, but all she can think about is how Garrett is home alone. All his friends are out and he's just sitting there doing what? Who knows? Mm-hmm. So she asked Tracy, who she borrows the car from, which we didn't talk about, but anyways, that's just part of my notes. She mm-hmm. asked Tracy if she can borrow her car to drive over to Garrett's. And Tracy says, sure you can, because it's Garrett Graham, and go get yours, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We love Tracy.
We do. Tracy is a real one. Mm-hmm. Just for that reason only.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, girl, it's Halloween. Go get some. So she drives over there and she finds Garrett on the couch watching a documentary about dairy farms, I think, right? It's like cows getting milked. That's what she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm watching this documentary. And she's like, okay. And he goes, well, truthfully, the remote ran out of batteries and I didn't want to go get any more. I was watching like a World War II documentary. So he really wasn't being that weird, but he was being lazy,
mm-hmm.
which I can be sometimes too. So we still love him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when she tells him, they have a heart to heart. Hannah tells him about her hometown and how she can't really go home because her and her family are ostracized, and it's hard for her parents to find good paying jobs because no one will hire them, because we find out that Hannah's rapist. Oh, because they can't come. They can't go to New York for Christmas either. They don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that Hannah's rapist is the mayor's son and also the son of the pastor in town.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when the trial ended in a mistrial, by the way, which pisses me off. It's not even a real book, but that should be happening in real life and it pisses me off.
Yeah, that's when the jury can't decide, right?
Yeah, that is
they can't make an agreement.
Like, I don't have trigger warnings in books except for that. Like, that's a trigger warning in a book, and also gaslighting. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off. Okay. So ends in a mistrial. And instead of that being the end of it, the rapist's mom countersues Hannah's family and wins. So Hannah's parents are stuck paying Hannah's legal fees and his legal fees.
Oh my God. What a bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, this makes me so angry. It's not even real. And I'm like, hunt.
So in the spirit of sharing, and we're going to say in the spirit of Halloween, I wrote that too, in the spirit of sharing and Halloween, Garrett gives us his truth. The first time his father ever hit him was on Halloween when he was 12. And so from that point on, he doesn't ever celebrate Halloween because he doesn't have good memories of Halloween anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on until Garrett got big enough to defend himself. So about 3 to 4 years. But his mom, who we find out in this moment died from lung cancer, endured it about 15 years. From his father.
Mm-hmm. And then when she died, the father started hitting Garrett.
Mm. Yep.
So this is why we fucking hate Phil Graham. And mm-hmm. also, like, all of his teammates are like, can you get me assigned whatever from your dad? And he usually will do it, but he can't fucking stand it. And no one can understand why he doesn't like to talk to his dad after games, because his dad will show up and will be like, you did a bad job. Like, he'll never talk to him if he did a good job, but if he did a bad job, he's like, you got to get your head out of your ass. He's just a horrible guy. Like, he's never happy. So we've had a heart to heart. And do you know what happens after you have a heart to heart?
You fall in love.
You get horny. And she once again gives him that good old sloppy toppy, but on the couch.
Dean's couch.
Yeah, Dean's couch. And he says, hey, you know what? I actually don't know when the guys are coming home, so we got to move this upstairs.
Mm-hmm. It's not really Dean's couch, by the way. It's just that Dean.
No, but he's, yeah, he's probably had sex on it.
Well, that's probably a nasty ass couch.
Yeah. And I think actually earlier in the book, he talks about how Dean has had sex on the couch. He's witnessed mm-hmm. it. Like someone bent over the top of it or whatever.
Another tangent, like growing up, maybe it's because I was in theater, but like I feel like every high school theater has like the sex couch. Like my high school had a sex couch in the backstage area that supposedly someone had sex on, so it's always the sex couch, right? And you're 15 years old and you're like scandalized and then make jokes about the sex couch that probably is not a sex couch. It's just a really old plaid couch.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think well, we don't have like a huge theater thing going on in Bushnell, like at all. But I don't even think we had a place that would be like the sex place.
I was such a loser in high school. I like literally wouldn't even have known about these things.
I was also a loser. It's fine. I had no friends. I have tons of friends now, though.
I'm peaking. Yeah.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So we're heading upstairs. My notes are insane. I said, and we're off to the races with some good old pussy licking. Like, so good. Oh, because she's standing. She's standing. And it's so good that she on can't stand up. Nope. No. They're in the bedroom.
Okay. I was like, that's some busted in.
They busted in, and within 3 seconds, they were naked. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And she's still standing, and he is going to town. He's feasting on her, but she can't even stand up. And she's like, I got to lay down because I can't, I'm going to fall over. And before we get to the good stuff, Garrett tells Hannah that he likes her, like likes her. Like, not just like, I like you as a friend, like I like you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, okay. And then he says, ride me. And she says, I've never done this before.
She goes, oh, crap.
And in any romance book fashion, she's so tight. And he almost busts right then and there. Like he can't.
Like in every romance book ever. Like,
yeah, because his man monster did in fact fit in her lady canal.
Yeah, if anyone was wondering, it fits.
It fits. She has to work herself down. You know how they all do on these man monsters.
He's holding himself still. Yeah, and he's like, oh my god, it's like so.
I know. They're always like, okay, don't move. Okay, I'm fine. Let's go. Good news. We have an orgasm. Mm. She comes with a peen for the first time ever.
Huzzah.
Yeah.
Gold star.
If you think Garrett was on top of the world already because he is Garrett Graham, just imagine what he's like now. He's just made a girl who's never come with a peen come. And he is like, whoa, I did that. So ego, huge. But it's okay because we love Garrett because he's still kind of humble.
Yeah, we love Gigi.
Yeah, we love Gigi. And that is all the notes I have on that. And then we just go to a hockey game.
Oh.
Yeah, they go to the hockey game.
Those scenes do kind of end like that. Like, there's not a whole lot of, like, afterwards. Yeah, she's just like, and then, okay, I'm driving Garrett's Jeep to a game with all my friends.
Yep. And they have a grand time at the game.
They do, except Phil is there
right
at the end.
Phil,
the dad, is there.
Yep. We get a really cute moment with Garrett and Hannah after, but then we see Phil out of the corner of her eye, and he's staring. Mm-hmm. And he goes and talks to Phil, or Garrett goes and talks to Phil, asshole,
quickly.
Yeah. And he's like, you're coming home for Thanksgiving. And he's like, but I don't want to. And Phil says, no, you're coming home or I'll stop paying for all of the shit I pay for. And Garrett's like, okay, fuck, fine. But this is where we also learned that during the summer, Garrett works construction to save money and pay for rent and groceries because he refuses to take any more money from Phil than he absolutely has to.
Mm-hmm.
Phil does not know this, though. Well, he thinks Phil doesn't know this.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, Phil pays for school and everything. And like,
right.
And so.
So Phil tells Garrett that he has a new girlfriend, and his new girlfriend has requested Garrett's presence. Garrett doesn't want to go. Yeah. Garrett doesn't want to go, and tells Phil, but Phil's an asshole and uses the fact that he pays for his tuition and books, and equipment to make him, feel like shit. And then he gets back on the bus after he hates his fucking dad, and he gets back on the bus, and guys, something bad has happened. Logan caught wind that, oh, we forgot to talk about this.
What?
Justin had asked Hannah out on a date. See, this is how much I dislike Justin. Oh, yeah. And forgot to write this down. Well, a while back, like last week, Justin asked Hannah out at the coffee shop and said, do you want to go out with me? And she said, sure. But this was before anything with her and Garrett had happened. And Hannah had honestly forgotten about it.
Oh,
she had forgotten all about him. So he says, Hannah has a date with, okay, he tells her that, or he tells Garrett that Hannah has a date with Justin. And I put, which to be honest, I forgot about, and so did Hannah, because she was, because she was too busy having sex with Garrett and I was too busy reading it. But don't worry, Garrett stands on business and he marches right over to Hannah's dorm as soon as he gets back into town, because he's not going to let this linger. He questions her and the timeline, or he questions her and the timeline, and he starts to feel a little bit better about it. But Hannah is still Hannah's still unsure if she wants to go on the date. And then Garrett kind of goes a little caveman. And then Hannah says some kind of mean shit, like, we're just fooling around, which honestly hurt my heart too for Garrett. I was like, he told you he liked you, and you're going to be like, we're just fooling around. So I felt a little sad. And then Garrett confesses that he's changed his stance on girlfriends and he wants Hannah to be his.
Oh,
he wants to make it official, but Hannah still can't form words. Like, she's not making sentences. She's just standing there. And so Garrett leaves. He's like, okay, fine. You don't want to be my girlfriend? That's that. Then this is over. I don't, whatever. Don't worry though. Hannah chases him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She chases him outside, and she makes,
for those who don't know, Kristen is like acting out what's happening right now.
I'm reading my notes. I'm not even watching. Hannah chases him to the car, and she makes some pretty valid points about why she couldn't form sentences, mostly like you caught her off guard, which, okay, makes sense. Now, I was when we're reading that, we're in Garrett's point of view, right? So we hear his thoughts. We don't know what Hannah's thinking, so we're on Garrett's side, because she's just standing there and she's saying things like, well, we're just fooling around, right? Like, that's hurtful. But she says things like, you caught me off guard, whatever. And then she was like, but like, I do like you, and we can date. But we see each other when we see each other, because we're both busy. So it's exclusive, but it's very chill. They're not making a big deal about it. Okay. So they're dating. It's official. They're dating. We love it.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Yay.
And the crowd goes wild.
But cut to Cass, because fuck Cass, because the bag of dicks is back.
Oh, Chaz.
We forgot about Chaz for a minute, because everything was so happy and good. But turns out that Dickbag and Mary Jane dumped Hannah, and they said, we've kicked you out of our duet.
Oh, I thought she quit.
No, they kick her out.
Oh, wow.
Cass and Mary Jane go to their advisors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they say, it's not working with Hannah. She's making it difficult.
How rude.
Mm-hmm. However, their advisors talked amongst each other, and Hannah has permission to enter the showcase with an original piece. And they're giving her any accommodation she needs. She says she doesn't want anything. And then on second thought, she goes ahead and steals the cellist from them. Mary Jane and Cass.
Yes.
Kim. It's just like one last fuck you to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's Thanksgiving. You can go.
Oh, so
it's your moment.
My moment.
But I did write. He invites Hannah home for Thanksgiving in the saddest way, and he says, "I can't go there alone. Hannah, will you come?" And his voice cracks and all, like he cries a little.
Oh,
yeah, because he doesn't like going to see his dad.
Understandable.
Yeah. So they go together to visit the dad, but they are not like staying with the dad at the house. They get like a hotel or something, right?
And no, then it's within driving distance because they drive home that night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Maybe I am. I don't know what book I'm rewriting. This is the one with the brownstone, though, right?
It is, yeah. Okay. Now we're at Phil's brownstone.
Okay, maybe it's another hockey book I read. Anyway, besides the point.
Me.
So they go to the brownstone and the...
I literally went right to the thing. It's a brownstone in Beacon Hill, which I suppose is Boston's equivalent of mansion living.
Got it. And the new girlfriend is there. And she is like really sweet and nice, but like very timid, kind of just like cooking, doing her thing. And Garrett's like side eyeing, like, oh my God, in his head, he's like, my dad is abusing this lady. Woman. Mm-hmm. So dinner goes terribly because Garrett gets in a huge fight with his dad. Not at the table, though, right? They, like, go off into a side room and start, like, yelling at each other.
They're in, like, one of the 14 sitting rooms in this house.
Yeah. And they have, like, a big fight, but... And so Hannah ends up helping clean, right, with the girlfriend?
She helps Cindy in the kitchen, like, cooking and... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Cindy keeps saying weird shit. Like, I used to have a business, but I sold my business because Phil misses me when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yes. Phil expects to eat as soon as the turkey is ready. And I wrote, it's giving DV.
It mm-hmm. is. Ugh. Yeah. So there's just like a lot of signs that
and Hannah sees bruises on her arms.
Yeah. Ugh. She's wearing like a long sleeve thing, but it's like sheer or something.
Yeah. It like bright. Like when she reaches up, it falls.
Yeah. So she's got bruises. And Garrett's like, F this, my dad's an asshole, and they leave before dessert.
Yeah, right? They're like, it's starting to snow, but it's really not. But before they leave, Garrett goes back in and tells Cindy, like, I know what's happening, and tells her she needs to get out, but he won't interfere. But he says you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get in the car and they zoom out of there.
They're like, bye, Felicia's.
Yeah. And Garrett's having like a war in his head where he's like, am I like my dad? Am I capable of that?
Yeah, I forgot that happens. Did they get into a fight about that? No, right?
No, they didn't get into a fight about that because Hannah helps him realize that that he is not, because she's like, well, if I made you mad, what would you do? And he was like, well, if I got that mad, I would probably just walk away. And she's like, okay, so you're not your dad. And he's like, oh, you're right. Yeah. And then they fuck in the car.
Oh.
I love that for them.
I said, you know how it goes. But they are hot, so it's believable.
She's also 3 feet tall, so it works in there.
It's perfect, yeah. Oh, and this is, I wrote, oh, fuck. I love you in the backseat of the car. They tell each other they love each other back there.
What? How long has it been since they met each other, we think?
Well, they've only been dating for a month. That's what they tell Phil at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cindy at the table, but it's probably been at least 2 or 3 months since they've met.
Yeah, it sounds like they probably met like in September.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like when semesters start and end.
Yeah, yeah. Typically they start in August. So yeah,
so but that was like their semester or their midterm or whatever that he failed. So in my timeline, like for me, not long enough for me to say I love you. But I am not a book, so
I wish I was a book. Anyway, so that happens. They're in love. Yay. Then there's a hockey game, right? And they lose the hockey game and the dad is there. And the dad is like Pister McPisterson that they lost the game. And he is like thinking that it's because Garrett's distracted because of Hannah, right? Did I skip a bunch of stuff?
No, I just read one of my notes about the car and it made me laugh.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I wrote Honestly, I get the ick when I think about people clenching their ass. Like, I don't want to read that when two really hot people are fucking, please. Cause he's like, I almost come, so I have to clench my ass.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care.
You don't need to know the mechanics.
I don't want that visual. Like, it was really hot, and then I got the ick. Garrett, I don't want to see that.
That was like me with Butcher and Blackbird during the snowball part.
That was so funny when I was like, and that's called snowballing. You both went, okay.
I could have lived my entire life without
knowing that.
There's some snowballing in Pucking Sweet, if you want to know.
Okay.
I'll skim.
But yes, there's a hockey game. They lose, but most notably, there's someone else there. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. So, wait, this is where that happens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah. The school they were playing, one of the guys who testified against Hannah during the rape case, like, went to this school. So this guy was there. So Hannah was, like, looking at him like, oh, my God. But yeah. Garrett doesn't know yet. Or is this where the whole blowout happens?
Yeah, Garrett doesn't know who it is, but then she's acting weird, and so she tells him.
Mm-hmm.
He testified against her.
And then in true hockey bro fashion.
Yeah.
He goes and kicks his ass.
Yeah. He's seeing red. And I wrote, and like in most hockey romance novels, Garrett thinks if he confronts the asshole, it'll help Hannah. But we all know it's the dumb thing to do, because this Rob motherfucker makes another dumbass decision and calls Hannah a slut.
Ooh. Yeah. He's just asking for his death wish.
Yeah.
He's like, please, what's going?
In a blur of Garrett beating the fuck out of this piece of shit, waste of space human, he accidentally hits Logan. And I bet you can guess that does not help the DNA crisis he was having earlier about, am I like my dad? Because he punches his best friend in the face on accident.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all taken one of the face for a friend, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, it's like, so in that friend code, if you accidentally punch, you know, each other once, you get like a pass.
Logan wasn't mad about it.
No. Logan was not mad. He was like, Garrett, buddy, it's me. And no, Garrett, Logan's very supportive. We love Logan.
Aww. Yeah,
and then Garrett ends up getting suspended.
Yep, just one game. And it could have been worse, but Hannah gave him permission to tell his coach.
Why he beat him up.
Yes. And she also gave him permission to tell some of the guys. Like his close, like the guys at the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like so pissed, and they're gonna be like, why did you beat the shit out of this random human?
Yeah.
And Hannah, we fucking love Hannah, because she says, it's not okay, but I still love you. Let's get you cleaned up. And there's like a really cute moment. And Garrett is crying and telling Hannah that he was also broken. You know, like they put each other back together.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm getting high.
I know. So that's
gotta get real cute before it gets real not cute.
Yeah. And in comes our third act breakup.
Ugh, incoming. So Hannah's at work at the diner, and who shows up but good old, not good old, loser fuckface, Phil Graham, Garrett's dad. And he's like,
Wait, so Hannah's working at the diner and Phil comes in by himself?
Yes.
Got it.
Tell Hannah that he feels like this relationship is distracting Garrett and making him make bad decisions because he's suspended from a game, blah, blah, blah. And that you need to break up with my son right the hell now. And he says, if you don't, then I'm going to cut him off and he's not going to be able to go to school anymore or play hockey and blah, de, blah, de, blah. So she's just left standing there like,
but if you think about it, like, logically, like, he's like, I'm going to cut my son off and he won't be able to play hockey, but all Phil wants is for him to play hockey.
It's actually the craziest thing. I guess that's like his narcissism or whatever. Yeah, just like him, that's thinking
probably what it is.
He knows that Hannah's not going to But I get so mad in these books because I'm like, if this was real life, if someone's father came to me and said, you need to break up with them or I'm going to stop bankrolling them, I would immediately be like, okay. And then I would run to this person and say, this is what your dad just did. Let's come up with a plan. Whether that means we have to date in secret until you get drafted, whatever that means. And this, there's a whole part in this that's going to make it solidified the way I was thinking, because if she had just gone and talked to Garrett, none of this would have been a, anyways.
Well, I digress. She doesn't go and talk to Garrett about it. Instead, she goes and breaks up with him and says it's because she wants to date other people, which is crazy. And like, I don't know even how Garrett believes this. Like, poor Garrett.
Poor Gigi.
Well, good news is he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't
in the beginning. Him. In the beginning, he's very upset.
Well, he like accepts it. Like, he like accepts the breakup kind of. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
But we need the third act breakup.
And so because he goes to her dorm and says all this, like, because she's been avoiding him and she hoped that she could kind of just like ghost him and they would kind of like, whoop. But that's not how Garrett Graham is. Garrett doesn't.
Well, also, they like said that they love each other.
Right. So I don't know what she was thinking. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I cried a little. And Garrett, before he storms out of the dorm, her dorm room, he says, for someone who's so damn strong, you really are a fucking coward. And I'm like, whoa,
shots fired.
Yeah. Which is true. It's true. It's true right now. It's true. Because this is when he's starting to be like, okay, I think she's lying, but I don't know what she's lying about. Like, you just can't quite understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're broke up for, it's like 2 weeks. And then it's time for the showcase. Cass is an ass and MJ is trying to apologize, but Hannah does not have the patience to hear any of that because she's still hurt from all of it. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. Cass's performance is great, but Hannah thinks it lacks the emotion that MJ poured into the song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she says the audience may think it's great, but she knows that it's not as good as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's time for Hannah to go on. And she sits behind the piano and all she can think about is Garrett was the first person she sang this song to, because this is the song that she sang to him in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. It was like after she did the showcase song and he was like, play more. She played him this original.
And she slays the house down. Boots,
mama. Wig flew. Like, she's good. But she can't stick around because she's crying. Because all she's thinking about is Garrett. So, surprise, surprise. She runs into a hot, tall pocket hockey player, hot, tall hockey player. And it's Garrett. And he,
of course,
I was there. And he was like, so have you seen any guys? And she's like, what does she say? Yeah, tons or something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what she
she's
said.
Like, yeah, but
yeah, I've been seeing guys. She hasn't. She can't. And now it's Christmas.
Yes. So now it's Christmas and she goes home for Christmas.
To New York. Yeah.
To New York.
Yeah. Because
to the aunt's house.
Her parents were able to come.
Yeah.
She was like, it was like a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's like mopey McMoperson moping around at Christmas and everyone's like, what is wrong with you? And she's just like, about Garrett. And then his birthday happens to be on New Year's Eve or day?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And she.
Her day. No, it's day because then she calls
him. She calls at midnight, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She like calls him at midnight to be like, happy birthday.
Aww.
Wait.
Yeah. Because her dad is like, he's tired of her moping. And her dad is like, can you just call him? I know you're moping over a boy. Just call him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does. Which I thought was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. So, yeah. So she calls him and that's really it. Then they go back to school.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah tries to get a date and she can't. No one will go on a date with her. No one. She even sees Lil Jimmy, who she danced with at that party.
Yeah, Lil Jimmy.
Who was kind of crushing on her. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, no, sorry, I can't. And he's acting scared as hell.
He's like, I can't. Yeah.
And he like literally runs away. Like he runs away from the coffee shop. Oh, yeah, like, runs away scared.
And she's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Oh, and then she sees Justin and she's like, perfect. I'll see if Justin will still go on a date with me. And, but then she looks at him and she's like, you know what? Actually, I don't, his tousled hair is not cute to me anymore. He's not that cute. I'm not attracted to him because we're still in love with Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
He gives her the ick now. I said, dare I say he gives her the ick.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes, her roommate's still with her family, but she calls up Allie's boyfriend just to see if he can hook her up with one of his frat brothers.
Mm. But Allie's a friend who gave her the car, right?
Allie is the roommate.
Oh, okay.
So her boyfriend is acting weird and she's finally like, okay, well, I've had enough. Just tell me, why does everyone treat me like I have the plague? Like, why will no guys even want to talk to me? So he tells her, and our girl runs right into that hockey locker room because she's about to go confront Garrett. Mm-hmm. But when she runs in there, she says she sees so many penises. They're all mid changing. There's all types of penises. And she tries to talk to Logan and she says, penis, Logan. And we learned that Garrett invoked a campus wide hands off Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Hands off Hannah. I like it.
Hands off Hannah.
Yep. Kind of a dick move, but like
for it is a dick move, call. But like mm-hmm. if his goal was for her to come talk to him.
Well, he says that because I knew that if you had gone on a date with someone, you would have felt like shit afterwards. Mm-hmm. Because he knew she was lying. So he like did it all for her or whatever. It's cute in the book, but in real life it's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying in real life.
She's like, screw you. Why would you do that? And he's like, because I knew that you're still in love with me. Something mm-hmm. like that.
And then we kiss. And he's in the shower, by the way. He's in the showers. And the coach comes in and he's like, what are you doing in here? And the coach is like, well, it's not what it looks like. And the coach is like, oh.
Wait, okay. Gigi's like, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah, he's like, it's not what it looks like. And the coach goes, oh, okay. And just lets them continue doing what they're doing.
Like, continue on.
Yeah, it's fine. And then they start making out because she is, in fact, not over him. And then Garrett forces her to tell him why. Not forces. That's a bad word. He's just like, okay, tell me.
Yeah.
And so she tells him. And he very starts laughing. Mad. Yeah, he's very mad in his head, but then, like, quickly starts laughing. Because Garrett has a trust fund that he can access when he turns 21. And if you remember, he just had a birthday,
mm-hmm.
which means he has money. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a trust fund from his grandparents.
That his dad didn't know about. Right. Because it's from his mom's parents.
Got it. And so it's probably like, a lot of money or something.
Yeah. It was enough to pay back his dad plus some.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot.
Yeah. So he don't need his dad money.
Can
so
I have a secret trust fund? That'd be nice.
I know. I'm looking around in my paperwork. Where's my trust fund? I'm 33. When do I get it?
Yeah. When do I get it? Is it like a late Hogwarts letter? Like, did you get lost with it?
I know. So yeah, he's rich. They're happy. Back together in love.
Mm-hmm. In love.
The end.
Yeah,
they're in love, having sex at the end of the book.
Yeah, the hockey team is making it like they're in like the second round or something of the finals. Like they're mm-hmm. that's like what the last scene is there's a party. And Justin, Hannah and Justin are friends. Part when she goes to ask him out that day, she's like, actually no. And then he says something, she's like, but we can be friends, right? Like we can just be friends. And so now Justin's hanging out at the hockey house. They're playing video games. Now, aside from the off-campus series, there's also, what is it called? The Graham Effect?
Yeah.
And it's their daughter.
Oh, I haven't read.
Right?
Wait, it's Hannah's and Gigi's daughter?
So the last book of this series, The Legacy, is supposedly about the kids. Like them, all the couples in the first four books with like kids. I think that's what The Legacy is about.
What? Guess what the daughter's name is?
What?
Gigi.
No.
Gigi Graham has exactly three goals: qualify for the women's national hockey team, win Olympic gold, and step out of her famous father's shadow. Love that.
Oh my God. You're psychic.
That was so long. The book is a lot complicated.
I thought it was great. It was a lot more organized than we did last time. So if you're listening, like, please stick with us. Each episode will, of course, get better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe not mine, but we'll so out of 5 stars, what do you each give it?
I have to give it 5 stars. And I know there are people who will be like, eh, whatever. It's just another hockey book, but I think it's written well and it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I also give it 5 stars. Like, the banter in the book is so mm-hmm. good. Even like their text messages back and forth.
Yes.
So cute. And it really got sorry.
I was gonna say, there's a really good text part where she was like, I'm so mad, I want to kill you or something. But it auto-corrects it to kiss. And he was like, you want to kiss me? Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, kill, whatever. I just kept saying kiss. And it's, I love a good text thread.
Yeah, it's funny. But I think it's a well-done book. It got me into, like, because I was such a fantasy nerd. I was like, oh, I can't read a book that, like, is kind of, like, about real people. Mm-hmm. And this book is what got me, like, okay, I love these books. Let me just read new romance books all the time.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, based off of the story that you guys told, I would give it a 4 stars. I hate a third act breakup.
I do too.
It doesn't last very long.
Right. I hate a third act breakup that lasts too long. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because we know both sides of it. And so you're like, this cannot go on any longer.
But how many chili peppers do you give it?
3.
I'm going to say out of 5. 3, but I will say the scenes we get are really good. I love all the scenes.
Yeah, I'd say there's a fine line. Yeah, I feel like there's a fine line between, like, smutty romance books where it's like there's a few sex scenes, but they're well written and there's not too many. And then there's, like, your full on smut where you, like, you're mm-hmm. on page 6 and you're already there.
like the opposite of a slow burn. It's like, sometimes I'm like, whoa,
yeah, like, where's smut sake?
Yeah, where's the lead up for me?
Yeah, this is it. This is slow burn, but, like, then you, when it burns, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
know. But yeah, I say 3, but the scenes we get are spicy.
And cute.
I loved it. Mm-hmm.
What's on the docket for next week? I think it's A Court of Thorns and Roses, right?
Yeah.
So to those listening, we originally were like, we'll do the whole series in 2 episodes. Yeah, that's not
LOL
after Butcher and Blackbird was almost 2 hours. So we are just going to cover the first book of A Court of Thorns and Roses, which is
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
I've never read it, so.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I think so too.
I'm kind of sad for Courtney, though, that now we're just going to spoil the series for you instead of, like, I always wish that I could erase my memory and read the series for the first time again, you know?
No, I know. I have books like that I wish I could reread for the first time. I just re-listened to Haunting Adeline, and I know you guys don't care for those books, but there's something about that book that just, I don't know, it relaxes me.
Well, it's
crazy.
But I feel like, even though we're, like, reviewing the story, like, we're not, like, the kind of people to go in, like, crazy, like, you know, theories, right? Predicting all the books. So, like, I feel like she's just, Courtney's going to get, like, the basics and, like, a couple of, you know, fun things. But, you know, if you read it, you're, of course, going to get way more information than we could ever tell you. Because I'm not going to sift through the book for every minuscule theory.
No, there's too much of that.
Yeah, I just watched them on TikTok.
Is the realist, and she's really taking one for the team here by getting ACOTAR spoiled for her. So thank you.
Well, you know, I have it on my bookshelf, and thank you, Bailey. I still haven't read it, but so I think I'll be okay. And like I said, I'm kind of in a fantasy hangover anyways, so maybe this will make me want to, you know, I'll read it after I hear about it. Because there's no way you can tell me everything in the book.
Oh, no. There's no way.
No. And just because we're describing these scenes to you doesn't mean that, I mean, like, I know I left some stuff out. I forgot to tell you that her and Justin were going on a date, and that's kind of like a titular part of the book because it sparks
I forgot about
fight. I do want to say that if you guys like this book, and Bailey, if you like this book, and Kristen, I think I've told you this, that Becca Mack has a series that is a hockey series, and this book is very similar to the second book in the series, with except she's a dancer and has a horrible partner.
Kristen's head pops up. She's like, what?
Yeah. I think it's called Play With Me. But the whole series, and this is, it's like this, like you can read them as standalones. I read the third one first on accident without knowing it was a series. And I was like, this is my favorite book. And then I went and reread the first two, and I was like, these are just as good as the third one. So, and a fourth one just came out.
Mm.
They're all really good.
And for those readers who are slow or like to listen to audiobooks like I do, so, and I'm not the kind of person to put it on 3x speed, after ACOTAR, we will be doing.
I don't have my notes in front of me.
Hold the phone, listeners.
It's probably something that I haven't read.
I think it might be Credence.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're right. It's Credence. Whatever it was, and if it wasn't Credence, sorry, but now it's Credence. Well, on that note, thank you for coming to the Lewd Library. Again, my name is Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And
we're Lewd Librarians.
Yeah.
We're closed. Get out of here.